This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Bobber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, in each episode, I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to take your business anywhere with House Calls. Thanks so much for joining me today, because this is the revolution you're building. And today, leading the charge is Chris Guillemet, CEO and co-founder of VeloFix. Chris brings over 20 years of business experience to VeloFix and is active in endurance sports training, including marathons and triathlons, and has competed at the Boston Marathon and Ironman. VeloFix was founded with a passion for cycling and believes that bicycles can help change the world. Their goal is to offer a convenient premium service that gives you more time to do what you love, ride. It is a premium mobile bike service that offers a range of bike tune-up and repair services that are customizable to fit its clients' needs. Its packages cater to all genres of cycling: road, triathlon, cyclocross, mountain, and commuter. With the same prices as a bike shop, you can book their services online and they'll come right to you to fix their bike. I am so excited for today's interview. Chris, thanks so much for being a part of the House Call Revolution. It's great to have you.
That's great, Dr. Jen. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And you know, to get things started, let's talk about how VeloFix came to light. I think looking at your background as a high performance athlete, coupled with your business experience, tell us about your evolution to design a bike shop that's mobile and breaking away from the brick and mortar.
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think like a lot of businesses, they get founded with a frustration, or there's a pain point that happens and people step back and say, look, I got to change it. And for me and my two business partners, David Zauza and I, were both very similar, you know, young children, had multiple companies on the go, wanted to stay fit and get out there and ride, but ultimately didn't have the time to get the bikes into a bike shop and leave them there for a week and then go pick them up again. So we got frustrated. Our third partner, Boris Martin, was actually working in a bike shop and thought, man, something has to change. This system isn't right. So really the business was formed and founded because we were three frustrated cyclists that thought there had to be a better way to do it.
And I think what's really interesting about that too is I feel like the idea of going mobile with the business, there's such a resurgence in the House Call model. But what I love about this is that I say House Calls delicately in the sense that you've really redefined this. I mean, this has gone so much bigger, just looking at your business as an example, than the typical connotation. You know, it really is about taking your business anywhere to serve your clients. Can you dive in a little bit more about the innovation of going mobile with your business and how that resonates with your values as an athlete and also as a businessman?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the reality is when we started looking at the cycling industry and the pain points and the frustration of getting your bike serviced in a traditional manner, we did take a step back and looked at other mobile businesses that are out there, whether it's food delivery or other delivery services, food trucks, things like that. So other industries that had embraced mobile, the bike industry really didn't. And the starting point for us was saying, hey, can we put a bike shop, a fully operational bike shop, in the back of a Mercedes Sprinter van? Can it go out and service mountain bikes and roads and commuters? And when we started working on that, and Boris, my partner, you know, really that was his job, and he designed the truck, and we figured out, yes, we can put a full bike shop in the back. It can have everything it needs. We can put a coffee machine in there, a wireless router, flat screen TV, make it a really cool shop environment, and roll it up to somebody's home, or roll it up to somebody's office, or roll it up to an event. Yeah. And actually be there and operating. So that was kind of the evolution of the business to get it where it is today was, you know, can we actually do it efficiently, cost effectively, and profitably? And once we figured out we could do that, that's when we started the franchise model and started rolling these trucks out across North America.
You know, you've touched on some really cool things with that too, Chris, and looking at it both from the, you know, the practicalities as a business owner and how you can do this and how you can do it to make sure you're serving the needs of your clients. But I love the experience part of it too. And I want to touch on both those points. Let's talk about it from the business standpoint for an example. You know, I think a lot of people out there listening who are dabbling with creating a mobile business, providing house calls, wonder, like, how does that work from the business standpoint? Can you talk a little bit more about the benefits of going mobile, looking at things like overhead costs, startup costs of a mobile business as opposed to brick and mortar? What did you notice from that business financial standpoint?
Absolutely. And that's a key one, because the cycling industry is changing dramatically. The cost of sitting on inventory, obviously online, has really taken a lot of the retail dollars out of the traditional bricks and mortar store.
Yeah.
But the service part always needs to happen. So somebody may go buy a bike online, or they may go buy new wheels online. They still need to get their bike serviced. So, you know, we knew there was a need for this. Really, we spent our time and energy on our back-end systems. So a couple things, route optimization. So our back-end systems have proprietary route optimization. They're all zip code driven. So you can drag and drop zip codes. So you can make the truck be in certain areas in certain days. So that makes it more efficient. You're not sitting in traffic. You don't have a lot of windshield time. Inventory management. You know, you asked me the question, what's the difference between our business and a traditional business? Well, from an inventory management standpoint, some bike shops sit on $1 million of inventory plus. You know, we'll run with $10,000 to $15,000 worth of inventory, because we don't need to carry all the different sizes and colors and things like that. We're a service-based business. So, you know, the obvious cost difference to start with is, you know, you're leasing a Mercedes Sprinter van versus leasing a building. The build out cost on the truck is about $40,000. You know, I don't know what it would cost to build a bike shop, but it's substantially more. So really, you get insurance on your truck, you buy your first load of inventory, you've got your truck, and you're operational. You know, you've got your business license and you're operational. Most of our franchise partners will be the lead mechanic, or they'll have a lead mechanic. They might hire a part-time mechanic. So human resource issues, you don't need a staff of 10 or 15 people. You can run a profitable business with one or two people. Our CRM, our payment processing, it's all built into our back end, which we call VeloNet. So really, as an owner of the franchise, we're trying to take away all those things that take a lot of time to run your business, mm-hmm. and let the mechanic focus on fixing the bike, let the franchise owner focus on business development and grow it from there. But, you know, it's a very cost-effective way to do things. And you mentioned earlier, you know, we're the same price as a shop from a labor rate perspective, but we come right to your home. And the reason we can do that is because we do not have all those big overhead costs. You know, retail square footage has continued to gone up in North America. You know, cost of labor has continued to gone up. Insurance, you know, you can imagine what kind of insurance you need on a bike shop that has $1 million worth of inventory in
Absolutely.
It. So we've tried to make our back-end systems as efficient as possible so people can really get into the business and get up and running right away. And obviously the cost, as I said, we've got some of our franchise partners are younger mechanics that were working in a shop and they kind of hit the glass ceiling. They were looking for another opportunity, and for them to go out and invest $1 million in a bike shop just wasn't realistic.
Right.
But in our business model, for a very low cost, they can get out and get a business operational and start, you know, start being profitable, start having cash flow, you know, the minute they get the truck in their hands and they go out and do the first job.
And I love that you tapped into that too, because I think, you know, in the health, wellness, fitness industries, there's a lot of professionals who would love to start up their own business, and then they look at the figures of starting something conventional with four walls and look at everything that it takes. And you bring up an important point that with a mobile business, you can actually spend so much more time focusing on what you love to do. You know, the whole point of being able to take care of your clients, provide a great experience, and not get lost in the things that can lead to stress, burnout, failure, you know, financial pressures of running a business. So thanks for going several layers deep in that. And one thing that you mentioned that I want to ask you about is you mentioned the mechanics, the team. I see you. It looks like you also have a franchise model. Talk a little bit more about the growing VeloFix and the people who are a part of this team. What's that experience like for them to start a mobile business under your umbrella as opposed to the conventional?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the reality is we didn't invent the mobile concept. You know, we weren't the first people to say, hey, we'll come to your house and fix your bike. People have been doing that for many, many years, but really nobody's made it a professional type of service. Nobody's scaled it. And, you know, for us, the reason going to the franchise-based model was we really wanted the service experience of our customer to be premium. You know, we wanted it to be consistent premium. And we thought, you know, if we went and did this corporately, and just hired mechanics at the hourly rate that they get paid in the shop, would they give that same service level that somebody that owned that does?
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't think that was possible. So
sure.
The beautiful thing for us is the feedback we get from our clients all the time is, man, you know, this mechanic was so professional. They treated me so well. They asked me if I needed anything else. They gave me some nutrition samples after. You know, they gave me a free water bottle. Because that person that owns that franchise, or even the lead mechanic working in that franchise, you know, they know that the customer is very important to them, and they know that the long-term profitability of that customer, if they look after them and give them a good service. So it's been exciting. It's been exciting seeing young people
you know, come out of a bike shop and double or triple their income and be able to stay in an industry they love. It's been really exciting to see some guys come and buy franchises that are very, very successful business people that have such a passion for cycling that they looked at this model and say, hey, you know, I'm going to buy two or three franchises and put two, three, four, five trucks on the road because it is a profitable business and that allows them to be involved in something they love, which is cycling. So it's been really cool to see the team grow. You know, we've got a great head office team here, the franchise support, inventory management, sales and marketing. You know, we really try to make the training when they come up to our office, you know, a 5-day training program, and we educate them on our back-end systems, a sales and marketing playbook, you know, how payment processing works, how to get your insurance. You know, that's the key to me in a franchise model is we need to support these people that come on board and put their faith in us and buy a franchise. And as I said before, let them focus on what they do, because I think, you know, we've all seen it before. Somebody goes into something for the passion of it, but, you know, they're not very good at accounting, or they're not very good at sales and marketing, right, or they're not very good at, you know, follow up. You know, our model, we continue to get better and better at it, but the whole concept of our model is to take all those things away from them, make them automated, and allow them just to go out and do business development. You know, the beautiful thing of a mobile business, as you very well know, is it's a rolling billboard. You know, and we've got a 23-foot long Mercedes Sprinter van, the tallest and longest they make, you know, with a big VeloFix logo on it, bright red and black, and that's rolling around your town. And it's parked outside the coffee shops, and it's on the ride routes, and it's at the local triathlon, and it's at a head office doing the corporate day.
Yep.
You know, the buzz happens pretty quick. A lot of people, you know, we ask everybody how you heard about us, and there are a lot of people saying, oh, I was out for a ride, and I saw the van. You know, it's and that's pretty cool from a marketing standpoint, is the traditional way that, say, a bricks and mortar store on the corner has to get out and market their brand versus how we market is substantially different.
Well, and just to have such organic ways to build traffic too, where marketing can be such a large expense for a conventional business and hoping maybe to even get drive-by traffic. But you bring up a good point, and your branding is amazing, by the way. Like what you've created, like the vans and everything, I mean, it really stands out that is something where it is a very beautiful benefit to the mobile model, that the very business that you run, the very office that travels, can actually be your advertised as one of the same. So, you know, looking at the marketing aspect of it, in being mobile and providing the services the way you do, like how has that been an asset to growing? How has it been an asset from that marketing standpoint? You've mentioned that already in terms of being able to grow traffic, but more about the aspect of standing out and offering something that's it's a different approach to those cyclists looking for something different. What's that been like for you in your evolution?
Yeah, it's been, you know, once again, the three of us founded this company together, and we, you know, we were doing everything in the beginning, like most entrepreneurs do. And, you know, we came up with the name, we came up with a logo, you know, our first website, and we did all those things on a very, very tight budget. And, you know, I think the rationale for us initially was, you know, red and black, you know, make it stand out. Mm-hmm. Mercedes Sprinter van, because it's very European, it's very professional. You know, the name is VeloFix, Velo obviously meaning cycle or bike. And it's a name that, you know, we think can be international. And that's the plans for us, is to grow this business outside of North America. So it's been very interesting for me because, you know, the other thing, social media is a lot more prominent than it's ever been. So, you know, we spend a lot of time and energy on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and that has driven a lot of awareness and traffic for us. We were featured on Dragon's Den up here in Canada, which is a show that Shark Tank evolved from. You know, we did that show, and in Canada, it's well, just like Shark Tank in the US, it's a huge show, and that drove tremendous awareness for us. So we continue to spend a lot of time and energy on our brand, because to me, that's everything. You know, that's what we have right now is that professional service, the branding of it, where we position ourselves in the market. And, you know, that's how a lot of people look. That's how a lot of people look for businesses now. They Google it, or they ask, you know, they ask a friend, or they're on Facebook and somebody shares a like. And so that's critical for us that we go out and look after people, give them an incredible experience, but also for us to be aware of how important that social media is. You know, we don't do a lot of traditional media in terms of, you know, buying magazine space or newspaper space, right, or something like that. It's not something we've done or that we've had to do at this point in time, but we've had some really cool articles done us. You know, Entrepreneur Magazine did a cool article on us, obviously talking to you. You know, it's an innovative business and people want to know more about it. So branding is always critical, especially as a small company starting out.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing with cycling is, you know, it's not uncommon for us to be working on a $7,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 bike. And for a lot of people, that's their baby, so to speak, right? It's mm-hmm. their passion. And for us, that means we need to give them confidence that, you know, we're coming up. The experience is great. Our, you know, all of our mechanics are certified. All of our lead mechanics have to be certified. That's not something that's done in the industry either. So, right. You know, we always try to go above and beyond with that experience.
And there's multiple layers that you're clearly doing that, and how you're branding, how you're marketing, the experience that you're offering to your team, and even that idea of standing out and how you present yourself. It actually is about the team that you're building and the franchise concept, but also looking at the clients. And, you know, when I was looking at your website, I saw in the video and what you've alluded to earlier in the interview about having a coffee maker, or having your clients come and hang out with you at the van. And I see this really cool dual benefit that if a client wants to tend to being in their home or still working in their office where their bike is getting fixed, but I also love the other flip side that if they want to hang and check out what you're doing and ask questions, you have that benefit. So can you touch on the client experience and what that's been like to work with cyclists of all different levels and what the overall experience is like for them?
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing I'll say once again, I think for us starting a business as the customer. So when I say that, you know, David and I were as I said, the frustrated cyclist. So we designed this business based on what we wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think we got traction very quickly, is we sat back and said, man, you know, we're frustrated with the process today. I am frustrated loading my bike into the back of my car, driving it for 30, 40 minutes in traffic, taking it to a shop, leaving it there for 7 to 10 days, then having to go back and get it. And I thought the process, man, this process just doesn't make any sense to me. So, you know, for us, trying to figure out what those pain points were and understand what a customer wants, we wanted to make the experience to the point where, you know, we roll up to your home, we come and knock on the door, the mechanic's professionally dressed, you know, they're passionate about what they do, they love cycling, you know, we take the bike, so many of our clients sit in the van. They sit there and they get educated, because the reality is most people don't know. That's whether great. whether you're a triathlete or a mountain biker, commuting, a road bike person, they just don't know the ins and outs of the bike. So to be able to sit on the stool, and we offer them an espresso, we have a flat screen, so there might be a cycling race on. They can sit there and talk to the mechanic. And for them, and I've seen it, you know, Jen, I've been out in the truck with Boris when we started the business, with some of my franchise partners. And, you know, we roll up to a nice big house, and obviously somebody's been very successful in the field that they're in, the business that they're in. And they come out, and I'm telling you, the experience of them sitting on the stool and listening to a 23 or 25 or 26-year-old mechanic tell them what they need, and that person just hanging on every word, it's a real cool experience, because the truck is a place where it doesn't matter where you come from or what you do or who you are. You get into that truck, and the mechanic really is the boss. Mm-hmm. He's the leader. And we wanted to make the experience, you know, a bike shop can be very intimidating, and it's a challenge for some people to go in there because they're embarrassed. They don't know. They don't know what things are called on the bike. They don't know what's wrong with the bike. And we really try to make it the experience where, hey, you know, we come to your home, your condo. You know what? If you rode into work, we'll come to your office, wherever you book us. And we try to make the experience where we're not judging people. We don't care if you have a $10,000 bike or a $500 bike. We just want to get it fixed so you can get out and ride. And we've always tried to say to these mechanics out in the field that, hey, you know, treat somebody the way you want to be treated. Like, you know, take a little bit extra time with them at the end. You know, all of our mechanics test ride the bikes before we give them back to clients. We want to make sure we get it right. But time and time again, we hear people say, oh man, you know, this is cool. Like, you know, both men and women geek out. Like, it's pretty cool to be sitting in the back of a truck with skylights and the flat screen TV. And, you know, you're sitting there and the mechanic is showing you what's wrong with the bike. They're showing you, hey, here's what to check for. And it's powerful. And once again, it's, as you said earlier, we're trying to create an experience. We're not just trying to do a transaction with somebody. We're trying to go out and give them an experience that hopefully they'll tell their friends, and they will, once the experience is done, say, you know, why would I ever take my bike back to a shop when these guys, you know, I booked it on my smartphone. They showed up at 2:00 on a Thursday, like I booked, and they had my bike fixed in an hour.
Yeah. There's something about it that's such a no-brainer too, when you hear about it from that client perspective. And it's something that, you know, I have the pleasure of talking to business owners like you time and time again, will say the same thing, that the experience that clients get, they could get in a mobile business that they can't get anywhere else. Like, that level of interaction, education, communicating with them, it actually makes them even better clients, because you're able to educate them better on what to look for, what they need, to make sure that they're getting the most out of your services. So I love that you've tapped into it, and thanks for painting such a great visual of what that experience is like. I saw your video and I was like, well, I wish I lived where one of your hubs is. I'd want to get my bike fixed. You know, you could...
Absolutely.
There's an emotional, like, it's something very visceral when you can really, as a client, put yourself in the mind's eye of what that could be like to have, yes, that level of experience.
Yeah, and I'll say one. I'll say one other thing. It's been the traditional way to get your bike serviced has been frustrating for a lot of people. And what happens, and I've seen it because I've been out there and talking to the mechanics, is when you roll up to somebody's house and you eliminate that. Like, you've come, and quite honestly, a lot of our clients, they've got five or six bikes in the garage. Whether it's a woman and her husband's got a bike, two kids, the kids have bikes. A lot of people have multiple bikes now. Mm-hmm. Some might have a triathlon specific bike, a bike to commute to work, and a road bike. Like, cycling is evolving like that. So now you think, man, you got five or six bikes to try to get to a shop, where we will come and we will spend 4 or 5 hours at somebody's home fixing all of their bikes. And I've seen it. Like, people bring out breakfast for the mechanics. They bring out lunch. They bring out dinner. They pay for their service, but they also drop a six pack for the mechanic.
Yeah.
Or somebody bakes some cookies. And, I've never experienced it before in my past from a business perspective, where you get that intimate with a client so quickly. And I think that's a powerful thing, because I think, cycling, there's a passion to it and there's a connection to it. And when you can go to somebody's home and you're sitting in their driveway and the kids are running around and I've seen it, and guys are out walking the dog and they stop and they look, and all of a sudden there's 15 or 20 people around this truck and everybody's like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. And there's a little music playing out of the speaker and people. Yeah. And it's just a phenomenal experience. And quite frankly, it's a lot deeper than we even thought it would be. So it's been really cool to experience that.
I love hearing it. There's actually a really cool viral component, that just naturally happens when you have that opportunity to stop in front of a neighborhood and people are checking you out. It's a very, very cool way to build a business that way, just through word of mouth and exposure like that. So, I think in looking at all of this, if I could best summarize, and one question I'd love to ask you just to wrap up is, this was clearly founded on the passion of you as an athlete and bringing your business experience to create this model, and what's been a very successful model, growing, becoming more of a global venture. For people out there listening who are professionals, who are aspiring business owners, who know that convention's not for them, and looking at a mobile business model, a house call type model, for those listening, what's one piece of advice you'd love to give them?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot now. And the thing I'd say to them is one, don't be afraid to get out there and do it. I think there's a lot of people that have great ideas and they just don't go out and try to make it happen. But the biggest piece of advice that I could give to people is really reach out to people that have done it before. There's a lot of great people in every community that have been successful at business. And reading is phenomenal. You get a lot of information there. But reach out to people you respect. Reach out to people that have done similar models that you're looking at, or mobile, and ask them for advice. And I think most people would be shocked and surprised by, it doesn't matter what level that person is at, people will give you the time. If you're passionate about what you're trying to do, people will give you the time. And, surrounding yourself and asking advice from people that have been through it before really empowers you. So that would probably be the biggest piece of advice. And, we're based here in Vancouver. There's a lot of phenomenal startup companies here that have been great for us. And I've been blown away. And the common thread in a lot of these people is cycling. Like, there are five or six, Hootsuite is a Vancouver-based company. We do a lot of corporate work for them. Lululemon is Vancouver-based. We do a lot of work with them. Charles Chang, who's one of our investors, founded Vega, which is a plant-based protein company. We do a lot of corporate work there. Roger Hardy, who shoes.com and Clearly Contacts, is a huge cyclist. Brian Scudamore, who founded 1-800-GOT-JUNK, which is a mobile-based franchise model. He's a cyclist. So there's a connection. There's been great guys that have given us a ton of advice and given us a great time. It's tough. It's tough starting a business, and I think you need to reach out to as many people as you can and ask for advice and ask for help. And don't be afraid to say, hey, I don't have the answer. Can you help me get it?
So, it's a huge part of what this podcast is about. It's about, why you and I are here today having this conversation, in hopes that there are people out there who are interested in this, that they hear nuggets and insights from people like you who've been so successful. And Chris, I can't thank you enough for everything that you've shared. You've gone so many layers deep in our time on what this looks like from the business aspect, what people who work with you get out of this, what you as a cyclist and clients get out of this. Thank you for everything that you shared on the podcast with this community, and just huge props to you for the innovation of what you're doing and how you built this business, and may you have much success as this grows for you.
That's great. I really appreciate being on. It was a pleasure talking with you, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Yes, I would appreciate that. I love that opportunity. And for those of you out there listening, if you want to connect with Chris and learn more about VeloFix, the mobile bike model that they're building, you could go find them on the web at VeloFix. That's VeloFix.com. They're also very social. You could find them on Facebook and Instagram /VeloFix, Twitter at Twiddlehander VeloFix as well, and at YouTube at VeloFixable. Thanks to everyone out there listening. Thank you, Chris, again, for being a part of this podcast. This is the House Call Revolution, showing the freedom seekers like you how to take your business anywhere. It is truly my honor to be leading this charge, because this is the revolution you're building.
This is the House Call Revolution.